am here in studio with Vanessa McDonald, the Demolition Derby winner at the Marshfield Fair. You may remember the front page of the Ledger last week had this great picture of a young woman on top of a car that was just beat to you-know-what, holding up a trophy, and we've got her in studio now. So thanks for joining us today, Vanessa.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, this is so terrific. All the women here, of course, were cheering you on, and of course, the men have to agree that it was just fantastic. You're 23 years old.
Yes.
And you're from East Bridgewater.
Correct.
Now, was this your first Demolition Derby?
Yes, it was my first Demolition Derby. I planned prior, like, 5 years to do it, and my car had actually, the front axle snapped, so I never got to do it. So it was my first one ever.
Well, Crow Electric was the company that sponsored this. Are you connected with them? Are they the ones who talked you into it?
Yeah, so Crow Electric is a friend of mine, the owner, Andrew Crow. I've been friends with him for about 7 years, and my boyfriend works for the company as well. But yes, his mom is the number one Derby fan, so she actually had talked me into doing it.
I love you. I love this. Now, what about the car model? Well, it was kind of hard to tell from the photo. What's the make and model of the car you were driving?
Yeah, so after you rip it apart, you can't tell what it was, but it was a Nissan Altima. I believe it was like a 2007.
How do you prepare for something like this? How do you drive around? Do you have your friends try to crash into you? How does that work? I'm not sure.
I know. It's something that you can't really prepare for, especially for me. I've never been in a car accident, so I do like to drive cars, so I did it more of a strategic way, but planning for it, you just got to rip apart the car, make sure it's safe, and then 3, 2, 1, go.
Were you scared the first time you felt someone bang into you? What did that feel like?
Yeah. So the first hit was definitely a shock, but then adrenaline kicks in, and I feel like you don't feel anything else. My helmet actually flew off 3 times.
Oh, my goodness. And did you find, was there one or two particular drivers that were very aggressive that you had to go after because you knew you had to get rid of them to win?
There was one driver who hit me really good. I was trying to protect my front end because that's where, you know, all the your radiator, your battery, everything that you don't want to go your car survives. I was trying to protect my front end, and one of the Price Automotive cars, they came and hit me good on my front end, so I made sure to go get him and took him out.
I love to hear that. You know, being a person who went through the whole women's movement, that's especially important to me. I love that. What was your best moment when you were driving, when you knew you were going to win?
So my favorite moment is actually I didn't even know I had won yet. I just kept driving and driving, and they actually had to keep telling me to turn my car off because I was just going till every car was
Wow.
dead.
Yeah. So you're really the Terminator.
Yep.
I love that. What was your scariest or worst moment during the Demolition Derby?
The scariest moment was definitely when my helmet had flown off, and then I was trying to put it back on, and I got hit again.
Oh, my gosh. And are people yelling at each other out the car windows?
You know, I feel like I was just in such a zone that I didn't hear anything. And everyone had actually told me that my car was the loudest. I feel like you can't hear the crashing. You can't hear anything. You're just in the zone.
Now, being a Boston area driver, do you think you were more prepared than your average bear when it comes to driving in something like this, since the people here are so aggressive on the roads?
Yeah, I'd say so. You gotta, in order to be a good driver, you gotta be an aggressive driver. So I guess
Boston. Do you hear that, folks? Watch out. Yeah, now, of course, since you are such a good driver, do you have any tips for commuters here heading down 139 and maybe into Boston?
Oh,
any
Jesus.
Good driving
yeah,
tips?
Yeah, they have to just stop switching lanes, stop, and just drive.
Oh, my gosh. What about, are you going to do it next year? Are you going to enter in it again?
Absolutely, 100%. This has cleared up everything for me. Like I said previously, 5 years ago when I planned on doing it and things didn't go my way, after getting it out of my system, I'm going to do it every year I possibly can.
That's fantastic. And what about, I know you said this was the first one that you did. Are you going to go and enter other Demolition Derbies or just stick with the Marshfield Fair?
I feel like I'll definitely stick locally unless something comes up and there's a sponsor for another derby, but definitely local. I've loved the Marshfield Fair. I've gone here every year since I was born, I think.
Now, what about when you won this, did you have people that approached you that want to be a sponsor?
Yeah.
I'm not trying to be sexist here, but you're young, you're a great driver, you're very attractive. I think you would be great on a commercial.
Yeah.
Are people approaching you?
I had some, like, people approach me, as in, like, young girls that were so proud of me, and then I had the job I work at, a tow company, a guy I know very well, said he wanted to sponsor me for next year. But commercials and everything, I don't know. I'm still little uncomfortable in front of a camera.
Oh my gosh, well, you seem very relaxed, and I'm glad you brought in your trophy, because this is not a little tabletop trophy. This is a big trophy.
Yeah.
We have a picture of it. We're going to pop that up on our website.
First trophy.
Now, just explain. You won your heat, or how exactly does that work?
Yeah,
explain that.
I did the first derby the first night, so I was actually in the first heat, and I won my heat. So out of, I think, 10 or 12 drivers, I was the winner in that heat. Now, anyone who wins their heat, they go on to the finals.
Mm-hmm.
The finals were actually last Friday. That's when it was a monsoon. It was.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, it was raining. So the night before, I actually, for my job, I had the 30th anniversary, and I'm the manager over at the bar I work at. So I couldn't miss it. We've been open for 30 years, so I was super bummed about I actually had to miss the finals. But I was praying for rain, hoping they'd move it. It rained, and they didn't.
Oh, my gosh. Well, what a great experience. And any last parting comments, anything you'd like to say or something I didn't ask you that you want to share about your experience? I mean, it looked like you were having a blast.
Oh, yeah. It was definitely an adrenaline rush. I had so much fun, and I'm very, very proud of myself. I went into it hoping that I would last a minute. I had so many people out there watching me that I just wanted to make them proud. So I'm like, I hope I'm not the first car dead. And then I ended up winning it. So
oh, my God. Last a minute. How many minutes do you think it was in total that you were there ramming cars?
11 minutes, even though it felt like three. It felt like it went by so fast.
Really?
Yes.
And after the car that you drove, were you able to drive it, or is it pretty much dead after
so
that?
I drove it right off the track, and when I was about to pull it onto the trailer, my transmission blew. So it was
good
saved
timing.
By the bell, you
I
know?
Love that. Well, you know what? You've got so many people that are so proud of you that didn't even know who you were before, and they think it's great. I love to see it. We were looking at the picture thinking, this is fantastic, and we thought it would be really great to have you in here, and it is. Any more parting words before we sign off?
Just thank you so much. Thank you to my mom, my dad, Chris, Crow Electric, everyone. Thank you.
That's terrific. And again, that's Vanessa McDonald. She's from East Bridgewater. She is a demolition derby winner. We salute you. And when you win next year, we want to have you back on.
Absolutely. We'll take home the trophy again.
That's terrific.